This is episode 1069. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. In today's episode, you're going to discover a meditation technique using a mudra. And a mudra is simply a way you position your hands. And this stimulates your nervous system. We have all kinds of nerves on our hands, especially on our fingertips. And when you press your fingers or hands in a certain way, this can stimulate a corresponding region of your brain. Now, you can also do this technique without doing the mudra if you're not really sure what mudras are all about, but I challenge you to try a mudra and see how they work for you. Many listeners tell me that mudras have become their go-to meditation technique. And I really enjoy mudras myself because you can do them seated meditating and you can do them throughout your day. You can do them pretty discreetly. So when you're feeling triggered by stress, you can do a mudra and then layer that with some of the other techniques, such as a breathing technique or maybe repeating an affirmation to help focus your thoughts. Try these techniques as you go throughout your day. Try them when you wake up in the morning to help you create a focus for the day. And then as you go to bed at night, you can do these techniques to help you calm down and unwind from the day. Sometimes we don't have time to sit down and do a full meditation, sitting in silence, but you can still do a technique and gain some benefits that way. Well, as I mentioned, you're going to be exploring a mudra. And this is customized around our weekly theme. We always explore a theme in depth for an entire week so you can really master a particular quality. And our theme for this week is all about managing conflict, using meditation techniques to manage conflict. And we are following the wisdom of Sun Tzu from his ancient text, The Art of War, written way back in the latter part of the 6th century. Famous military generals use the wisdom of his words, and teachers, professors, scientists, entrepreneurs, many people who run businesses follow his wisdom. And Sun Tzu's main premise for the art of war was to manage conflict so that you didn't ever have to actually go into battle. So today's meditation technique, sharing the wisdom, I'll be reading a quote from his book, The Art of War, and then sharing the Kalesvara Mudra with you. This is a mudra that helps you become calm and clear, to have this clarity. And this is especially a fantastic mudra if you want to change maybe some bad habits you have. It could even be managing an addiction. So if you want to form new traits, let go of those traits that no longer support you, this is a great mudra to support you along the way. Now, you may want to go over to my Facebook page to see what this mudra looks like. This mudra is a little trickier than some of the mudras that I share, although I think you may still be able to do it. I'll do my best to guide you, but you might want to take a quick peek over at my website at sipandom.com to see how it's actually done. You can see a mudra there of some hands in a position holding the Kalisvara mudra. So for this mudra, let me just guide you through it. You're going to stretch your middle fingers upward. You'll be using both your hands, stretching your middle fingers upward. And then with your other fingers, including your thumbs, you're going to bend your fingers and your thumbs so that you see your knuckles. And then you're going to touch your fingertips with your middle finger that's upward. You're going to touch your fingertips there. And then you're going to touch your knuckles together. So your middle fingers are touching, the tips of them together are touching. And then just the tips of your knuckles are touching each other. And then you're going to extend your thumbs downward and outward and connect them. So what it's going to look like is a heart. It will look like you're forming a heart as your index finger and your ring and little finger are bent downward and those knuckles are connected. And then your thumb is stretched downward and your thumbs are connected. And then your middle fingers are stretched upward and they're connected. And you can hold this at your heart for 5 to 10 minutes at a time, several times a day, to help you become clear about what you need in your life, to feel this calmness and this clarity as you release bad habits. So you can hold this mudra as you do your meditation today, and just let go of the mudra, release it, and rest your hands back on your lap with your palms upward or downward as you meditate. But I challenge you to try this mudra. Now, the wisdom for today from Sun Tzu is: engage people with what they expect. It is what they're able to discern and confirms their projections. It settles them into predictable patterns of response, occupying their minds while you wait for the extraordinary moment, that which they cannot anticipate. Okay, so as we break this down and apply it to managing conflict, consider self-love. Sun Tzu wrote The Art of War in hopes that you could manage conflict before you ever went into any kind of physical battle. So the internal conflict was mastered first. So when you think about managing conflict, think about managing yourself, not by chastising yourself, but by loving yourself, by cutting yourself some slack, giving yourself a break when you make a mistake, or when things don't go so well, or when you feel like you're stuck or not making progress. Think about enjoying your life exactly as it is. And that maybe you don't really need to take your life to the next level. Maybe just meet yourself where you are, where you currently are, being present in the moment, enjoying what you have already and who you are already. So when Sun Tzu says engage people with what they expect. Well, engage yourself as well with what you expect. It's what they're able to discern and confirms their projections. So when you meet yourself where you are and you affirm yourself, then you start to feel comfortable with yourself. And then when you feel more comfortable, then you're able to gain the confidence that it takes to do something extraordinary or follow a big goal or dream you've been pursuing. So take this wisdom from Sun Tzu into your meditation today, doing this mudra. Mudras are so much fun to do. I hope you're holding your mudra now, the Kalisvara mudra. And again, I share a brand new daily meditation technique here on the podcast. And if you'd like to explore meditation a little more in depth, I share a brand new, fully guided half-hour meditation, or you could even listen to it to the 15-minute mark, or take it all the way to the half-hour mark. And I have a membership site, and that's at my website, which is at sipandom.com. That's S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea, A-N-D, and O-M, Om. You might say Om as you meditate. And so at sipandom.com, you can sign up for, I invite you to, 2 weeks absolutely free of meditations. And it's not just this week's meditations. It's over 1,000 recorded meditations, all half an hour in length. And you get a slowdown guide with all the techniques listed. So you don't have to remember what was the mudra, what was the breathing technique. It's organized for you for each week, as well as a journal. So you can do some more introspection. Some series you might want to go a little deeper. And so I have daily reflection questions you could write out, or just take a look at the reflection question each day as you carry that thought into your meditation. And that's not it. You also get a private Facebook group of members just like you. So head over to head over to sipandom.com, and there you can join Slow Down Nation, my subscription membership site. Now, as always, meditate just to the point where you could go a little bit longer, ending your meditation on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.